It's been a month since President Bush asked Congress to approve $87 billion in emergency spending for Iraq and Afghanistan. The House Appropriations Committee today is expected to approve a bill for nearly the entire amount. Still, lawmakers are leery about the $20 billion the president wants for infrastructure and nation-building in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports they had tough questions yesterday for administration officials who went to Capitol Hill to argue for that money.
Ambassador Paul Bremer not only holds political power in Iraq, he also has his own lobbyist on Capitol Hill to press lawmakers to give him the money he feels he needs. That lobbyist is Tom Korologos, and yesterday he assured the House Government Reform Committee that Iraq is a rich country that is just temporarily poor.
It has oil, it has water, it has an energetic, smart population. It's not unlike California, as a matter of fact, including problems with the economy and the government.
Comparing Iraq's situation with California's may be a stretch, but administration officials are striving to accentuate the positive in Iraq. At the same time, they're telling Congress this nation with the world's second largest oil reserves urgently needs billions of dollars from American taxpayers. The government reform panel's Republican chairman, Tom Davis, said he's had to field a perplexing question from his constituents in Virginia.
Ultimately, is this a good use of our resources, or could they have been better used to rebuild our own infrastructure and our own cities and help our own people?
The answer to that question from administration officials at the hearing, not surprisingly, was yes. Army Major General Carl Strock, who supervises infrastructure rebuilding in Iraq, described great advances being made there. He pointed with pride to the restoration of electricity,
which now exceeds 4,500 megawatts, which is more than enough to provide for the daily needs of the Iraqi people.
That upbeat assessment stood at odds, though, with a more muted one offered by Korologos, who's seeking nearly $6 billion from Congress just to expand Iraq's power generation. He put Iraq's generating capacity at 600 megawatts less than what General Strock reported. He also said power is not even back to pre-war levels yet and would have to expand more than 50% to meet demand. On a related matter, committee Democrats repeatedly questioned huge exclusive contracts the U.S. has awarded the San Francisco engineering firm Bechtel to build up Iraq's power system, and to Halliburton, once headed by Vice President Cheney, to shore up the oil industry. California's Henry Waxman is the panel's top Democrat.
They're just sitting there with monopolies, and that isn't going to produce the cost savings. We've got to figure out some way, if you'll forgive me as a Democrat, to lecture the Republicans on. We need some way to get competition and market forces where it's possible.
Administration officials assured the panel those exclusive contracts were being terminated and there would be an open bidding process to replace them. But Washington, D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton pointed out to General Strock that much of the reconstruction work will likely go to subcontractors in a country with a long tradition of kickbacks.
What are you doing about the fact that it was a part of the culture to demand a commission from a subcontractor? What are you doing about that practice?
Well, as I said, I'm not sure the practice currently exists, but
it's
certainly something.
Also yesterday, in another hearing room, the chief architect of the $20 billion reconstruction request, retired Admiral David Oliver, faced a barrage of questions from members of the House Armed Services Committee. Oliver urged them not to dwell on items such as a fleet of $50,000 garbage trucks.
Rather than look at each one of those items, it's better to talk philosophically. The question is, what is the mission? The mission is to establish the conditions that allow them to go from a central to a market-based economy as soon as possible, and establish the security conditions that allow us to get our troops out as soon as possible.
Texas Democrat Jim Turner wondered what all that had to do with spending millions of dollars to provide Iraqis with a wireless phone system.
They didn't have a wireless system before the conflict. I don't feel an obligation to provide them one after the conflict. So I guess it is a philosophical difference.
A full-blown debate on their Iraq funding is expected in the House next week. David Wellner, NPR News.